Well, good morning. It's great to be here with you. I've made it a week in South Dakota so far, so that's a good sign. I think I'm going to make it. But I'm glad to share with you a bit of my story, and hopefully throughout the summer, I will get to learn many of your stories as well. For starters, I grew up in a ministry family. My dad, he was a pastor of a church in Visalia, California, where we moved to from Canada when I was 6 years old. And from what I knew, life seemed pretty normal. We did all the things that you might imagine. We were going to church all throughout the week, involved in all the kids' events, hosting families for dinner, reading and praying together as a family, all those sorts of things. And I stayed pretty consistent with that as a kid, I would say, all through my childhood. Even leading up into junior high, the junior high was a little bigger school, more kids there. So I started meeting a lot of new people, but I still had a great foundation of Christian friends there. But then I went into high school, and things started to change a bit. It was a big school of about 4,500 kids, from what I'm told around here. That's pretty big, even for me. It was pretty chaotic, and, you know, I was just very intrigued with all the things going on around me. And during that first year, I met a lot of new friends, most of them through sports. They were my teammates, and this was a great thing, it seemed like, because this was the group to be a part of. You know, they knew all the right people. It seemed like they were hanging out with all the good-looking girls, and this was where I thought it was just the best place to be. And the only thing was, I noticed that I was the only person who came from a Christian background. I was the only one who knew God. And the more I tried to be like this group of friends, the more I pushed out my Christian friends until I pretty much just didn't have any around me anymore at all. And trying to be accepted, I did a lot of things that I'm still not proud of today. You know, I started drinking around this time early in high school. I started going to parties, and I started experimenting with drugs even. And this just led me down a road of that was so just different from my character. You know, I knew it wasn't me, but I wanted to be a part of this. I thought this was how I would feel worthy and feel valued. But interestingly enough, towards the end of high school, I wasn't feeling as happy anymore. You know, it was confusing for me because I ran for my life with God, and now this other life, it wasn't doing anything. It wasn't fulfilling. And so I became very depressed, you know, and I started isolating myself more and more. And in high school, you know, I didn't really know what depression was. You know, you don't sit around and talk about depression with your guy friends. It'd be probably a little weird. But later on, I would find out that it runs very deep in my family. Mental illness runs very deep in my family, and I would get a lot of that too. And a lot of this carried on into college. And when I went into junior college, I went to a junior college in the town where I'm from, called College of the Sequoias, and everything just seemed to get a lot worse. My friends, they went off to college. I stayed back, and the depression got worse, and I isolated myself more and more. And I would definitely say that these college years were by far the worst years of my life. My depression got so bad that I basically couldn't function anymore. I stopped going to school. I had stopped working, and I just laid in bed all day. And it got to the point where my parents noticed there was something seriously wrong with me. I weighed about 190 pounds, and I went down to about 150 pounds over the course of just a few months. And so I had to start getting medical attention, and that's when they had to get me on medication to kind of pick myself back up and just try to become healthy again. And then the following year, when I was 20 years old, my parents got divorced. And it's tough for any family who goes through divorce, and it was definitely tough for our family because in the town we were from, we were a fairly well-known ministry family. My dad had been the pastor, and he had gone on to work in our denomination up until this point. So not only did he lose a marriage, he also stepped back and lost a ministry job too, and he had to start over. And this was a very tough time for everybody involved. It was very confusing for me. Even all the years that I had been running from God and doing my own thing, trying to figure it out on my own, I always held on to the fact that, no, I come from a ministry family. This is who I am. And one day I'll return to Jesus because that's just the foundation that I come from. And now this wasn't there anymore. And it was very confusing. And I had a very tough time. Things got very ugly in the town that we were from. And we did the best we could. We were starting over. It was a life that I'd never imagined would ever happen, no matter how bad things got in the home. I just figured we were the Christian family and you stay together and you just look good in public, even if you have to, even if things aren't going very well. But all my foundations seemed to be crumbling around me. But over the next couple of years, things began to kind of smooth out a little bit. Wasn't as chaotic. You know, we were learning how to deal with it. We were learning how to live with it and this new identity of our family. And so by this time, I was finishing up college. Eventually, I think I was 24 when I finished my bachelor's degree. It took me about 6.5 or 7 years. So if you're going to college and you're still in there a fifth year, you're doing just fine. You're okay. It took me quite a while to finish, but I did. And, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. I still didn't really know Jesus very well at this time. I was still kind of doing my own thing. And I just knew that I wanted to go on and get a master's degree, hopefully in counseling. And one day my dad came to me and he says, well, why don't you go to seminary? And I kind of laughed. I said, you got the wrong guy. I never want to work in ministry. I don't want to have anything to do with that. You know, and he goes, no, you don't understand. There's a counseling program at the seminary. You know, why don't you just check it out? So I started making some calls and I was talking to some people and they were very nice. And before I knew it, I had been accepted into seminary and the process just went so smooth. It's hard to explain, but even just in terms of finding housing there on campus, which sometimes it's really tough to get into, but a spot opened up right at the right time and I was able to get in there too, which was a big concern of mine where I was going to live during these years. And, so before I knew it, I found myself in Fresno, just 40 minutes north of where I'm from going to seminary for a counseling degree. And at this time, I just felt a strong calling that, you know, if something's going to happen in my life, this was going to be it. This was going to be where I would change, you know. And so I decided to just kind of do something a little more radical than I should have. I just said, you know, I want to work at a church. And usually when someone's trying to find Jesus, the normal thing to do would just be attend church. I actually went and just tried to get a job at one. So I heard of a church in the area. It was an MB church. And I walked in the door and I said, I don't know how you guys do this. I don't even know how this works, but do you guys hire people? Do you hire interns? Do you hire not pastors? What is this? I just want to know that I want to work in a church. And 10 minutes later, I walked out with a job. And to this day, I still think back to it just amazed at some of the things God's capable of doing, you know. And during that first year of seminary, everything changed. The next week, I had given my life back to God with the help of the pastors there at the church. I had switched my degree from counseling degree to a ministry degree. I'm currently in a master's of divinity right now, and I haven't really looked back. And so, you know, just if there's something that I've learned over the course of my life so far in these 28 years, it's that God is just so faithful to us, even when we try and run from him as much as possible. I'm just amazed at what he's capable of doing. You know, I've been given the opportunity to do some amazing things in ministry already. I've been able to go to Africa and minister to people over there and just great ministries throughout the church, meet great people. And of course, my most recent journey coming to South Dakota, Yale, South Dakota, or I guess technically this isn't Yale. Is it Yale? Okay, it is Yale. Still trying to figure out exactly where I am on the map, but I love being here. And, you know, I get a call and I just try my best to obey because I can know that I can trust God as much love as he's shown me over the years. There is just no doubt in my life anymore. And I'm happy to be a part and add this chapter to my new journey. So thank you so much for listening to a little bit of my story.